The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 14th of March, 2008. It's the birthday of Albert Einstein, born in Ulm, Germany, in 1879. Young Einstein, who did not like school because of its rote teaching and its style of discipline, was not a good student except in mathematics. He took the entrance exam for the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, failed the exam except for the section on math, which he scored extremely high on. And a year later, he got into the Institute, graduated, went to work for the Swiss Patent Office in Bern, where his job was to evaluate patent applications for electromagnetic devices and decide whether the inventions actually would work. Not a particularly demanding job, and at night, Einstein would come home and pursue his own theories and investigations. In 1905, he came out with his paper on the special theory of relativity. If the speed of light is constant, and if all natural laws are the same in every frame of reference, then both time and motion are relative to the observer. That same year, he published three more papers, each of which was just as revolutionary as the first, including the paper that included his most famous equation, E equals mc squared, E, energy, M, mass, and C, the velocity of light. He received the Nobel Prize for Physics, 1921, and donated all the prize money to charity. It's the birthday of the novelist John Wayne, born in Stoke-on-Trent, Staffordshire, England, 1925, established his reputation with his very first novel, Hurry On Down, as one of Britain's angry young men of the 1950s. It's the birthday of the humorist Max Schulman, born in St. Paul, 1919, who wrote Barefoot Boy with Cheek. Max Schulman, who said, "I turned early to humor as my branch of writing because life was bitter and I was not." It's the birthday of Sylvia Beach, born in Baltimore, 1887, who moved to Paris, opened a bookstore, Shakespeare and Company, on the Left Bank, and published the first edition of James Joyce's Ulysses, 1922. And it's the birthday of the playwright and screenwriter Horton Foote, born in Wharton, Texas, 1916, wrote the screenplays for To Kill a Mockingbird and Tender Mercy, and has written many plays, including The Young Man from Atlanta. And here is a poem for today by Lewis McKee, entitled The Angels. Adolescence came the night we were walking back from the playground after all the basketball we could fit in before dark, and a loud car pulled up beside us, four girls, a red Mustang, the Angels loud on the radio. But they didn't need directions, these girls, these angels. They knew where they were going. What they didn't know was that we were 13, not even in high school. That's what they asked us. What school you go to? But something told us to hedge the question. The Angels, loud girls, too many girl groups. We made fun of them, Ronettes, Crystals, Shirelles, Shangri-Las. But not the Angels. The Angels were okay for some reason. That should have been a hint. Things were changing. Some things were already different. A red Mustang and four girls, the Angels singing, and the lights over the court had not come on that night, the night girls pulled up beside us, four guys and a basketball, a radio loud, girls singing, and we hedged questions until they pulled away, laughing loud, four girls, the red Mustang, amber lights winking in the distance, music, girl groups, four, loud, and that last night, thank you and good night, thank you and good night, of basketball, no lights, the Angels, the Angels. A poem by Lewis McKee, The Angels, from his collection Near Occasions of Sin, published by Cynic Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.